Hello, my dear friend. Hello and welcome. In this episode, we are going to work through your fears related to high prices, the inflation, the unstable stock market, the slower economy, and personal concerns about your ability to increase your income. As you know, I love, love, love tapping. So this is the tool that we'll use here in part one. And in part two, we're going to do an epic meditation. I want to say real quick that this EFT tapping process and session that we are going to do is not a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice. If you're struggling with anxiety or any other mental health issue, please seek the help of a qualified healthcare professional. If you choose to tap along with me, please take full responsibility. All right, now the disclaimer being out of the way, I want us to speak a little bit about tapping. I love tapping. I am going to lead you through all the points. This time around, I'm going to speak them so you can tap through all of them. We're going to use our fingertips and gently tap on those points. If tapping on the points on the body is a little too much for you, either just gently place your hands there or mentally imagine that you're doing it. There are some people who are sensitive to the tapping, but most of us are okay. So definitely give the tapping a try. I love tapping because it soothes the nervous system. It moves energy through the meridians of the body. And most importantly, it reprograms your subconscious. So if it's at all possible for you, please close your eyes so that you make the most out of this process. I know that my words are not going to be a perfect description of your situation for all of you. For some of you, it might be. And for others, it might not be so. So please change my words as you tap along with me. And so let's begin by measuring the feelings of anxiety, worry, and helplessness. I identify those three, but maybe for you it's different. So I should ask you, what is it that you are feeling in terms of an emotion when I bring up the high price of gas, the inflation, the higher prices for food, the stock market, the economy, and also your concerns whether you can increase your income? What comes up for you? So name that emotion and give it a number. Zero, none whatsoever in terms of, oh, I'm not worried. And 10, oh my God, I am feeling very emotional here the most. And so with your fingertips, begin tapping on the karate chop point. And by the way, I should mention this quickly. The karate chop point is right on the side of your hand below the pinky bone, but above the wrist bone. So that's soft tissue on either hand. The eyebrow point is where the eyebrow meets the nose. You can tap with both hands there. Side of the eye is the other, the opposite end, the end of your eyebrow that is close to your temple, and we're going to be tapping on the eyebrow there. Again, both hands. And then we move under the eye, and we're tapping on the bone, and you will be tapping again with two hands. Then we move under the nose, only one point. So we'll be tapping with only one hand. Then we move to the chin point, which is the crease between your lip and your chin. And so again, we'll be tapping with one hand there. Then we move to the collarbone, which is the general area we call your heart chakra. There we tap with all 10 fingers of both hands. Then we move under the arm. This is where the bra of a woman's strap, the strap of a woman's bra would be. So if you can reach under both arms, you are amazing. Please do it. If you can do only one at a time, perfect. And then we move to the top of the head, where with both hands, we tap the top of our head gently. Again, a little further back on the head. So these are the points. I always, always am a huge fan of tapping on only one point. So that is always an option as well. So now that we know what is the emotion that you feel when we think about all the things, I invite you to begin tapping with me, and please either repeat out loud or silently in your head. So here we go. Starting on the karate chop point. Even though I have fears about high prices and the stock market, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I have worries that the slower overall economy may mean that people won't buy as much, and it may be hard for me to increase my income, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I have this fear that I may not be able to increase my income in this climate, I deeply and completely forgive myself, and I love and accept myself. And now, eyebrow, high prices, this market, side of the eye, what if things get really bad? Under the eye, how will I pay for things? How will my money hold its value? Under the nose, the market is going up and down, so unstable. Chin, I'm feeling insecure about the economy. Collarbone, I'm worrying about affording things. Under the arm, I'm really afraid of the market crashing. Top of the head, I really want security and stability. Eyebrow again. The economy is slowing down. Side of the eye, people spending and buying is far less. Under the eye, will there be an opportunity for me? Under the nose, it's so hard to increase my income in this climate. Chin, I'm afraid no one is buying what I'm selling. Collarbone, my income depends on the economy and other people. Under the arm, I'm feeling at the mercy of things that are out of my control. Top of the head, I'm feeling powerless over the economy. Eyebrow, I'm afraid I cannot increase my income. Side of the eye, I'm not seeing how it's possible. Under the eye, the opportunities aren't there. It feels like my skills and my offerings aren't enough. Under the nose, I'm feeling stuck at my current income level. Chin, believing increased income is possible for me, is so hard to do. Collarbone, it's been hard in the past. Why would it be any different now? Under the arm. It's so overwhelming that all I can do is worry and sit here and not take any action. Top of the head. But there is a part of me that wants to prove myself wrong. That it is possible to succeed in this economy. Eyebrow point. I'm feeling anxious about the prices and the state of the economy. Side of the eye. I am worried about the stock market. About my investments. And how it's all affecting my finances. Under the eye. I'm really scared that I won't be able to increase my income in this climate. Under the nose, I feel like people aren't buying as much and spending as easily. And it is affecting my business. Chin. But what if I choose to focus on the possibilities that exist? Collarbone. What if I choose to believe that I can increase my income and that I can succeed in any climate? Under the arm. I choose to tap into my inner strength and resilience. Top of the head. I choose to let go of my fears and anxieties and focus on creating a positive and confident feeling within me. And now take a slow breath in. Stop tapping for just a moment. Just take a breath in. And exhale loudly. And keep tapping again, eyebrow point. I'm feeling anxious about prices. I'm feeling anxious about my finances. Side of the eye. I'm feeling this anxiety and this helplessness. Under the eye. I need to have more money, but it feels hard and impossible. Under the nose. I'm really worried about people spending. I need people to buy. Chin point. But what if I focus on those who are already buying? What if I express gratitude for them? Collarbone. What if I choose to see that things can change in an instant? Under the arm. What if I choose to feel strong, resilient, and empowered? Top of the head. And what if I choose to let go of this fear and this anxiety? What if I choose to feel calm and composed right now? Eyebrow point. I choose to believe that there are opportunities for me right now. Side of the eye. What if the economy improves? What if I thrive no matter what the economy is? Under the eye. I choose to believe that people will continue to buy and spend. I choose to believe that my business will succeed. Under the nose. I choose to focus on feeling positive and confident about my financial future. Chin. I choose to tap into my inner strength my inner power. Collarbone. I choose to let go of all my fears. I choose to let go of my powerlessness. Under the arm, I'm capable of increasing my income. I'm capable of finding opportunities in this climate. Top of the head, I've made it through in the past. And this moment is no different. And again, rest your hands, take a full breath in, and loudly exhale. And please check in with the emotion that we started with. The emotion that you identified. Give it a number now, 0 to 10. I spoke of the helplessness, the anxiety, the worry. How strong are those? 0 to 10. And we've been tapping through these fears for the purpose of giving them a voice and releasing them. And I am ready to bet that you're feeling lighter and freer and more hopeful about your income, about the economy, that the fears, the worries have dissolved. And you're believing yourself in yourself and your abilities. That is starting to come through. Because the truth is, you've made it work so many other times, and now is no different. And so let's now move into the positive. Let's move into installing the new beliefs about your income increasing. And so again, keep tapping and repeat along with me. Eyebrow point. I'm always paid, no matter the state of the economy. Side of the eye. There are always opportunities for income. I choose to see them, and I choose to take action. Under the eye, my skills, my gifts, and my talents are valuable to others. People are happy to pay me. Under the nose, I attract income from expected and unexpected sources. Chin, doors open, income flows, answers arrive. Collarbone, the better I feel, the more income I attract. Under the arm, there are potential customers everywhere. Top of the head, I am the exception. My income grows even when others complain. Eyebrow, making money is a skill I have. Side of the eye, I prosper in any economic climate. Under the eye, I'm a magnet for more and more clients who value my services and pay me with gratitude because I change their lives. Under the nose, I'm reminding myself of how valuable is what I offer and how much people need it and appreciate it. Chin. I'm finding it easier and easier to imagine a greater income. Collarbone, feeling abundant attracts more abundance. So I choose to feel prosperous right now. Under the arm, I choose to feel grateful for every dollar that comes in. Top of the head, I'm open to taking new action. I'm open to new activities to generate greater income. Eyebrow. I'm allowing myself to thrive in any economy. I create my own economy. Side of the eye. My optimism and my actions inspire others to buy and sell. Under the eye, as my income increases, I contribute value to so many others. Under the nose, people always buy. People always want goods and services, no matter the economy. Chin. The more I step into my ability and my power to earn, the more power I feel I have over my income. Collarbone. My income depends on me, not outside conditions. Under the arm. There are people who prosper in any financial climate. And I'm one of those people. Top of the head. My income is growing now. My income continues to steadily increase. Inhale loudly and then exhale loudly. Rest your hands. You did very well, and so please measure with me that emotion that we identified at first. The worry, the anxiety, the helplessness. What number would you give it now? 0 to 10. You're doing so well. You're doing such an amazing job of releasing these old fears and these negative old beliefs. And to embrace the abundant mindset that your economy depends on you. If you are still at an emotional point of that is over 2, so 3 and above, I invite you to rewind this recording and do the tapping with me as many times as it takes for you to clean up the energy and reach 2 and below. Because an emotional intensity of helplessness at a 9 or a 10 is very different than an emotional feelings of helplessness of a 1. It's very different. And so you know that as you find peace and calm, as you reach emotional states below 2, you're clear-headed. Your abilities come online. They come to the forefront. You're free to take action. You're resourceful. You're able to hear inspiration. So it's really important that we move the fears out of the way. Let me know how it went for you. Keep coming back to this. And this tapping round is really important for us. Keep coming back to it. Keep using it. And keep letting me know how are you doing. Part 2 is going to be for us to go deep within and do a meditation that imprints the new beliefs on our subconscious. So check that out too. I love you, and I will see you soon.